Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. Nice to have you back with us as we broadcast live from our brand new KQ&A studio. Today's guests on Q&A, we're going to have our friend Karen Russell with blood pressure news from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. I almost did it, Karen. And then after the news break with Link, we'll hear from Cameron Ray, the new recruitment director from Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters, with great news about big and little updates. Plus, tomorrow I've got a superstar for you who is coming to town on the 16th. I really want to get that word out because we're going to have a ticket giveaway and a ticket purchase promotion tomorrow that you can only get by listening to Q&A, and we'll talk more about that as the show goes on. Hey, if you're a baseball fan, you know fans are buzzing about the almost certain retirement of 31-year-old outfielder Colby Rasmus. He spent about 10 seasons in the majors. He walked out on the Baltimore Orioles last week. That's his fourth team in the last 4 years, saying he wanted to go home and give up baseball. Now, this is a guy who came up in the St. Louis Cardinals farm system as a can't-miss big star. And because he couldn't break free from his father, whom he considered his best coach and manager, Major League managers and coaches couldn't tolerate him, and that's why he bounced around from St. Louis to Toronto to Tampa to Houston, finally to Baltimore. And now he has bounced himself out of a career that earned him $47 million, and he's still in his physical prime. It's amazing when you look at some of the most talented players in baseball, like Colby Rasmus and the former Padres shortstop Khalil Greene and outfielder J.D. Drew. And you realize that in some cases, just because you're born with a great talent for something doesn't necessarily mean you want to do it every day for years for a living. What a shame. What a waste of good talent. Well, you know, we always welcome your questions and comments about Q&A. Just drop me an email at djphone, that's D-J-F-O-N-E, at kqna.com. And this being the summertime, if you have any vacation plans that include the beach, make sure you stop by the Harkins Theater in Prescott Valley tomorrow night for their Tuesday Night Classics, because, Karen, if you're going to the beach, you got to see Jaws first. And they are screening Jaws tomorrow on the big screen, the only way it was really intended to be seen, the Steven Spielberg classic that started the whole summer blockbuster regime. So that will be at 7 o'clock tomorrow, only $5 on the big screen at the Harkins in Prescott Valley. And shocking news from the world of show business. After 27 seasons and 4,000 episodes, the Jerry Springer Show has ceased production, meaning all those guests will have to go somewhere else to accuse their lover of lying right through their tooth. So, Jerry Springer bites the dust. After 27 years, what is the former mayor of Cincinnati going to do now? One only wonders. Stay tuned. We've got Karen Russell coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Grandpa Gettle here for Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Summer's back and things are heating up. Time for all kinds of fun. Family vacations, barbecues, bike rides, camping trips, and swimming in the river. I remember when my grandsons Adam and Ted were boys, they loved having time to play all summer long. Now they work hard to keep you cool and comfortable during even the hottest months of the season.
For four generations, highly trained technicians, mobile dispatch, and 24/7 emergency services, Gettle's High Desert Mechanical is the name to trust. Call 928-567-2200 or visit GettlesHDM.com.
Don't forget they take care of plumbing problems, too. They sure work hard. Give those boys a call, 928-567-2200. They're waiting to hear from you, and we thank you kindly.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Don't settle. Get Gettles. Some men's health concerns are not easy to talk about, but the team at Northern Arizona Healthcare's Verde Valley Medical Clinic Urology can help put you at ease. You'll receive the highest quality care for services, which include prostate screenings, vasectomies, and other urologic concerns. Call 928-649-7970 to schedule an appointment today, or visit nahealth.com for more information. Northern Arizona Healthcare, your friendly neighborhood provider group.
The Prescott Center for the Arts Summer Repertoire at our Stage 2 presents the Savannah Sipping Society. In this delightful comedy, four unique Southern women, all needing to escape the sameness of their day-to-day routines, are drawn together by fate and an impromptu happy hour and decide it's high time to reclaim the enthusiasm for life they've lost through the years. Together, they discover that it's never too late to make new old friends. Savannah Sipping Society runs July 12th through August 5th. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
Showers, dishes, laundry. What if you find yourself out of hot water? Well, that's where RED Plumbing comes in, and we'll get you back in hot water. RED Plumbing carries a huge selection of high-efficiency water heaters and recirculating systems backed by superior innovation. Gas, electric, or tankless water heaters. RED Plumbing has the right one for you. Give RED Plumbing a call today. 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 208 with Karen Russell, our friend from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. Karen, you're here for a very good reason, because it is an often silent and deadly killer that we are trying to nip in the bud, correct?
It is, and it's amazing how much information is out there in terms of blood pressure, how you can control it, sodium. There's really a lot to talk about when it comes to high blood pressure.
And what do you advise people who are using a little bit of salt in their food, realizing, of course, that what happens salt-wise when you eat out?
Yeah, you know, I actually went online today, because you have the general knowledge, but I really kind of wanted to get some more specific numbers, because there is a lot of hidden sodium in our diet. And it's amazing when you start to look at different products, how much sodium is in there. The top six of what we get our sodium would be breads, cold cuts, pizza, soup, sandwiches, and believe it or not, poultry. Sodium is one of those things that naturally occurs. It's a mineral, but then, you know, it can also be added for preservatives and other type of things. But yeah, there's a lot of hidden sodium in our diet. And when you start to look at the sodium content of processed foods, frozen foods, packaged foods, then, of course, when you start looking at restaurants or fast food, then it really starts to escalate. And sometimes you think you're making a healthy choice. But when you look at the sodium content, you're really surprised at the things that are not as healthy as you thought.
And that's one of the ironies about dining out, because nobody ever goes to a restaurant walking out after the meal going, "Oh, that was so healthy." They go, "Oh, that tasted so good." And let's face it, salty things and fatty things and sweet things, they taste good. That's one of the reasons we have obesity and high blood pressure problems.
Yeah. You know, sodium is always, or salt and sodium is always added as a flavor enhancer.
And it's cheap.
Sometimes it changes color, and it's cheap. But, you know, I went on and I was actually kind of surprised. I was looking at like a 16-inch turkey sandwich that you would think would be relatively healthy.
A 16-inch?
Yeah, like a half a foot long.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And 760 milligrams of sodium.
That's a lot.
And when you look at the American Heart Association, at most wants you to have 2,300 milligrams. They really prefer you to have 1,500. That's about half your day's allotment. So, you know, there's a lot of different things, and you wouldn't think bread, but because usually it's the baking soda in the bread that elevates the sodium content as well.
You know, when I was a kid, I didn't realize it at the time, but one of my favorite treats as a kid was V8 juice. I would sit there and literally, in one sitting, drain the whole 46-ounce can, and I would probably add salt and pepper to it. V8 juice by itself is an absolute sodium bomb, isn't it?
It is. We had to kind of start relooking at our lunches because of the sodium content. And I looked at my husband's favorite drink was a V8 at the time, and I looked at the sodium content, and an 8-ounce has 640 milligrams.
Yeah.
So I had to really change, you know, how I made sandwiches, what we put in our lunches, because of the hidden sodium and things that you think are healthy. You know, V8 is kind of pushed as like a heart healthy type of a beverage, but not when it comes to the sodium content.
Yeah, and tell our listeners that what you've discovered is pretty much an optimal blood pressure rate.
Right now, you know, it changes constantly, but right now they're still looking at the 120 over 80. 120, the top number is your systolic. So that when they take a blood pressure, it's basically what the pressure is in your arterial system as the blood is moving through. And so you'll have two numbers. The systolic, which is the top number, is when your heart is contracting. And the bottom number is your diastolic, when your heart is at rest. So they're looking at 120 over 80, and then anything above 120 systolically, they're going to look at as possibly elevated, if not higher, as might be worse, or the 80, you definitely want to keep it, you know, 80 and under, and they start looking at it when it starts to get, you know, and it's, they look at consistency.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing when you're looking at blood pressure, is blood pressure will normally spike throughout the day. So it's important, if you're looking at whether or not you have high blood pressure, is generally you'll keep like a log, a journal, and you want to just get several readings throughout the day, and that's going to give you a better idea on how your blood pressure is doing.
And for anybody who thinks that blood pressure is strictly a heart thing, it, if you have high blood pressure that goes unchecked for a long time, you're asking for major organ damage and whole body damage, aren't you?
Yeah, it really damages the arterial walls. So a couple of things that can happen. It puts you at a higher risk for stroke. That damage to the arterial walls makes it a lot easier for blood clots to form. So those blood clots, once they dislodge, you can have it leads to a heart attack and leads to a stroke. So there's a lot of different things. Hypertension can also lead to kidney disease, you know, heart failure, you know, cardiovascular disease. So there's a lot of different things that, you know, that high blood pressure can affect.
And when I introduced you at the start of the show, I said it was a silent and deadly killer, because a lot of people, I would gather most people, don't know they have high blood pressure because it's asymptomatic, right?
Yeah, most people are going around with high blood pressure and they usually don't know it. It would be the individual that maybe goes in for monthly, or not monthly, but yearly health checks. And I think most of us don't do that. We kind of go to the doctor when we're sick. So individuals with high blood pressure may not know it unless they go to, like when we did our stroke awareness fair, that was part of the stroke risk assessment, was checking blood pressure. So there might be health events that someone might go and have it checked. Most people, they don't know because they're not getting their blood pressure checked.
Mm-hmm. When you said health fair, you saw that little balloon thought above my head, didn't you?
I did.
That's how I discovered my blood pressure, because I was going to give blood at a health fair. And in the course of giving blood, they take your blood pressure. And that's when I found out I'd better see a doctor real soon. And it's a good thing, because I've been on medication to keep it in control. But had I not gone to that health fair, who knows if I'd still even be here.
Yeah. And when it gets super elevated, that's when you can put your the damage to the arterial system lets those vessels rupture.
Mm-hmm.
So that can also lead to what's called a hemorrhagic stroke. So you can have two different strokes that could be a cause from high blood pressure.
A lot of people associate strokes, aneurysms, things like this as all the same thing, but they're different, aren't they?
They are different. Usually a stroke can be two different things. It can be an embolic stroke, which basically a clot moves and blocks off oxygen and blood supply to the brain from the clot. And then a hemorrhagic stroke is when you get a rupture. An aneurysm is kind of similar to that, a rupture, but it's basically you have a spot in your arterial system that's already somewhat damaged, and that aneurysm starts to kind of like bulge and grow. And over time, especially with high blood pressure, that it can grow and grow and grow, and then eventually, you know, it's going to rupture because it can only take so much stress.
And the blood pressure readings tend to hit certain plateaus, which create different stages. What are those stages we have?
Yeah, so we have normal would be like 120 over 80. So we would love for individuals to have numbers lower than that. You know, if it goes a little bit above that, you might have elevated blood pressure, but it may not be considered hypertensive. When you're looking at hypertensive is when that top number gets closer to 139, and the bottom number gets closer to 89-90. That usually is something where physicians are going to hopefully try to manage it with lifestyle changes. Increase your exercise, change your diet, especially restrict sodium. If that doesn't work, then they may look at putting you on some medications. When it starts to get consistently 140 over 90 and higher, generally, that's when they're going to start maybe putting on some type of medications.
When you mention lifestyle, a lot of that has to do with weight control, I assume, right?
Yes. Yeah. Weight has a lot to do with it. You know, exercise and diet play a huge part. You know, immediately when you exercise, it's going to affect your blood pressure. So it's important not to really look at your blood pressure when you're exercising, especially when you're doing something aerobic in nature. Your systolic number, because your heart is working harder, that is going to rise. Your diastolic is when your heart is at rest. So that always should be relatively stable. So when you are exercising, you're going to see some immediate changes, but over time, that's actually going to lower your blood pressure. So that's going to be better for you health-wise. Then it also helps with your weight.
And speaking of health and weight, we tend to look at professional athletes as being pictures of health. But if you're following the NFL, where some defensive linemen are weighing 350, 360, 370 pounds and really exerting themselves, not a healthy picture, is it?
It isn't. And, you know, there is a thought in where they talk about, you know, muscle versus fat. But still, in some respects, weight is weight. And when your body is carrying around that much weight, it still is going to be harder on your cardiovascular system, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Karen Russell about blood pressure from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. We've got lots more coming up with Karen in just a moment. On today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
From Lamb Nissan was by far the best car buying experience of our lives. My husband and I signed a purchase agreement with Lamb Nissan online, and the next day traveled from San Diego to the dealership in Prescott. Our experience with the entire staff was friendly and enjoyable. The process from searching online to parking the car in the driveway was flawless. Jenny from San Marcos, California.
I love that Mark was so helpful even after I changed plans on him 3 times. We even did a group text to keep each other informed. Love the excellent customer service and how much money I saved. Recommend this place, no doubt. Laura from El Paso, Texas.
So pleased to have had this great car buying experience and am super excited to drive our new vehicle, knowing we have the entire Nissan team there to support us. Queenie from Prescott.
We sure appreciate all our great customers here at Lamb Nissan. Come see why people come from California and Texas and all over to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan. We're here to serve. Go to lambnissan.com or call 928-717-2289.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military task-oriented mindset and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Yeah. Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
$782.
Liberty did what?
What?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 222 with Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. Karen, we're talking about blood pressure, and from previous shows, we know that you were a dancer for many years. What do you do to keep in shape and as you get older? Because you see a lot of this at Mountain Valley Rehab. What can we do to keep healthy as we get older, even though we have these aches and pains and things like this, and it sometimes can be hard to stay in shape?
It can. You know, I had a patient I was working with years and years ago, and this always comes to mind where we were walking up the hall, and she was normally a patient that didn't say a whole heck of a lot. And all of a sudden, she stopped walking and turned and looked at me, and she says, "Honey, the golden years are a crock." Exactly. I just started rolling. And, you know, it's hard because, you know, we spend so much of our life working hard, and then we get to the golden years and our bodies are starting to fail us at that point.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the younger we are, if we don't abuse our bodies, it helps. You know, some of the things we love in our younger years, even dance, but dance and football, you know, the stress it puts on the joints is just going to put you predisposed to arthritis and different mm-hmm. things like that. So as we get older, it is important to keep moving, because actually movement, whether it's walking or hiking or cycling, whatever you like to do, that actually will help with your pain. So when it comes to arthritis and those type of issues, the more you move and it releases the synovial fluid in your joints, the better you're off you're going to feel. But that is one of the things, is just to stay active. People always ask me, what's the best exercise? And I usually tell them, it's whatever you enjoy, because then you're more likely to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be aqua aerobics, it might be swimming in the pool, you know, whatever the case may be. Staying active, and the key is maintaining flexibility, doing weight-bearing activity to help with your bone density, continuing to do some type of resistance training to maintain the strength, but you just want to keep that overall fitness.
And also range of motion exercises too, right?
Yes, yeah. So flexibility is a big one. Yoga is a great thing for that. But I think that's probably one of the things that many of us, we think about cardiovascular health and strength, and we kind of put that aside. But yeah, flexibility is a huge component in staying healthy, especially as we get older.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of older, for some of our listeners who are approaching the age of Medicare, there is a staffer here, we won't say who, who just hit that magical age and found out the wonderful program called Silver Sneakers, which a lot of fitness groups around the area will endorse and give you cost breaks from, and all sorts of things. It's a great way to get yourself back in shape. And what's ironic about being so physically active when you're younger and then paying the price when you get older and a little heavier, or a lot heavier, I'm reminded of a pro hockey player back in when he was 30 years old. His name was Garth Butcher, and he was a defenseman mostly for the Vancouver Canucks. When he got traded to my hometown team, the Blues, he told a reporter, "You know what? I'm only 30 years old, and I hit guys for a living. I play a very, very physical game. I'm bouncing guys off the boards and stuff like this, but every morning my wife has to help me out of bed because I can't move. I'm only 30. What does the future hold?" Yeah. It pays to take care of yourself, doesn't it?
It does. It really, really does. And you know, I can tell from, you know, at my 50 plus years, that, you know, my joints and different parts of my body just don't tolerate the things that they used to. You know, squatting down to pick something up off the floor and getting back up again isn't always pretty. My knees from jumping around and dancing and just the stress that we put on our joints. So taking care of your body when you're younger, you know, there's certain workouts there that just scare the pants off me that individuals are doing right now. And I just think, you know, why? You don't have to kill yourself to be fit. And there are a lot of things out there that right now I think, boy, you know, I think 10 years from now, I think you're going to regret doing certain things.
And it pays not to be a weekend warrior, because a lot of people, they want to throw themselves into something and they hurt themselves and then don't want to do it again.
Yeah, you can't just – exercise is not something that you can just do once a week and expect to have success with your health. It's a daily type of activity, whether you're working on cardiovascular one day, strength one day, maybe some yoga another day. You can – cross-training is a good thing. But, yeah, if you're trying to do all your fitness in the weekend, you're setting yourself up for some injuries and some – problems.
You mentioned bending over to pick up a coin. Just the other day, there was a comic strip in the Arizona Republic that showed a guy about my age putting a quarter into a vending machine, and he drops it. And he looks down and goes, "You know, I'm at the age where you'd have to pay me a dollar to bend over and pick up that quarter." And I can relate to that.
Yeah.
I really can. And when you bend over to pick up that coin, as long as you're down there, you may as well take care of a few things too, because you don't want to do it very often.
Yeah. It's, you definitely think about priorities and what is important to you as you get older in those type of activities.
For people who love to watch musicals, Take me through what it's like to be a dancer, the physical strain, having to stay in shape. I mean, the punishment you put your body through.
It can be pretty strenuous. I look at what they do now, you know, because for me, what I did was 45 years ago, if not more. And they do some really crazy things now in how they stretch and over-manipulate their bodies to get the flexibility to do the leaps and things that they do where their legs are so extended. And, I look at what the stress is on the ligaments and in the supporting structures around the joints, because that some of that is just not – our bodies aren't made to do that. So I know that there are some gymnasts out there that, yeah, years later – you know, they're almost in some respects somewhat crippled in some parts of their body because of what they put their body through.
And to use the sports metaphor again, like in the NFL, you get these guys bulking up, you know, with steroids or just honest weight training. You have a guy who's 6 feet tall who weighs 280, and no matter how much he builds up muscularly, his ligaments and tendons and skeleton are only going to bear so much, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, they're just, whether it's fat or muscle, you know, our skeletal system is just made to be balanced and proportioned in a certain way. And, you know, I mean, there is some truth that it is a little healthier to carry more muscle in that respect. But still, when your body is responding to weight, it doesn't matter how the weight is distributed or where it's coming from. Weight is weight.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Indeed. So tell us how people can get in touch with you at Mountain Valley.
Well, they can call us. Our phone number is 928-759-8800. We also have a website, which is mvrrh.earnest with an E-R-N-E-S-T, earnesthealth.com. And then we also have a YouTube channel. And our YouTube channel has a lot of different educational opportunities from different programming that we've been on discussing, whether it be stroke or aphasia or Parkinson's. And there's a lot of good stuff that you can check out on YouTube. YouTube as well.
And that is Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. Stay tuned because we've got local and state news with Link coming up, followed by a chat with Cameron Ray from Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters with Big and Little Updates. That's coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Did you know that in Yavapai County, hundreds of children have been removed from their homes due to abuse or neglect? This is Quincy Castleberry with CASA of Yavapai County. With so many children in out-of-home care, we are in desperate need for more caring adults to advocate for these children. It takes just 15 to 20 hours a month to make a difference in a child's life. If you have the desire to be a mentor to help change the life of a vulnerable child, please visit CASAofYavapaiCounty.org and make an impact that lasts a lifetime.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
All month long, we're taking a timely look into air conditioning systems. It's an important part of your comfort level, but even more, it can be your first defense against dust and pollen in your home. We'll have Isley's Home Service in to talk about it. And if a home project has you stumped, we'll take your call with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
For 2,000 years, we've defended life and cared for the poor. We built hospitals and orphanages and started the university system. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are the Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A high-risk sex offender was on the move, but Yavapai County Sheriff's detectives caught up with him.
30-year-old Andrew Adams moved from his home on Bridal Path in Cottonwood to an undisclosed location in the village of Oak Creek last month. Adams failed to register an address change within 72 hours with the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office as required. He also had Facebook profiles that weren't registered, and he was using accounts on a regular basis. Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dillon says detectives caught up with Adams last Tuesday.
Surveillance at a location in the village of Oak Creek where they learned Adams might be staying. When a vehicle left the location containing a man matching Adams' description, a traffic stop was conducted. Adams was inside and arrested.
Devlin explains Adams is no stranger to registration violations.
Adams has a history of sex offender registration violations, including three violations since 2008, showing a clear pattern of failing to comply as mandated.
Adams is also facing drug charges after marijuana and meth pipes were found in his possession at the time of his arrest. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
With students returning to class in less than a month, parents need to start thinking thinking about back-to-school vaccinations. Yavapai County Community Health Services has scheduled walk-in shot clinics every Tuesday for the rest of this month at its Commerce Drive location in Prescott. At the Health Services location on Winsong Drive in Prescott Valley, clinics will be held every Wednesday through August 1st. Cottonwood walk-in clinics are scheduled every Thursday through August 2nd at the South 6th Street location. All clinics run from 8:30 to 4:30. Yavapai County Community Health Services is also offering sports physicals next week and the week of the 23rd at a cost of $24. For more information or to schedule an appointment if you can't make it to the clinics, call 771-3122. For more information on this story, log on to kqna.com and click on the link to Prescott E-News. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Thunderstorms do continue this week. Expect an overnight low of 63 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 85 tomorrow and on Wednesday. 68 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Tuesday and Wednesday of 93. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for The Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
The municipality puts chlorine in the water to keep the yucky stuff from growing. You're supposed to have a system to take it out along with all the other nasties. Don't have it? Buying and lugging water bottles? Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Spread your wings and celebrate your freedom to choose, to roam, to relax. Seize the day in an RV you found at Affinity RV's Red Tag Row. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV. To make room for 2019's, we've moved new and pre-owned RVs to Red Tag Row in slash prices below dealer cost, including a large selection of Winnebago, Grand Design, Lance, Keystone, Open Range, and Jayco, known for their reliability and exceptional resale value. For as little as $3.88 a day, you can own an RV and explore all the scenic wonders America has to offer. Stop today for the best selection and enjoy complimentary food and beverages every Friday and Saturday at all three locations. Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyle together for generations of family fun, and proud to have been named Arizona's only top 50 RV dealer in the U.S. and Canada. Located on Willow Creek Road, Prescott Highway 69, Prescott Valley and Dewey, or online anytime at affinityrv.com.
You like it when the cable company says we'll be there between noon and 4? When you call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, we give you a time and we're there. And if our license, background check, drug-free texts are late, we pay you $5 for every minute we're late, up to $300. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:38. We have Cameron Ray. He is here from Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters. Cameron, you're kind of a new guy at Big Brothers Big Sisters, aren't you?
Yeah, I actually just graduated high school on the 25th of May, and I started full-time on the 29th, so I've been here for a little bit over a month.
Good for you. You're with a really nice organization. Tell us what piqued your interest in joining a group like that.
I am really a big supporter of the community service in our lives, and I think that by working in a nonprofit, that's the best way to really get involved and make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. And for those who haven't heard, what is the goal of Big Brothers Big Sisters, just in case they didn't turn out for Bowl for Kids' Sake or things like this?
Oh, you know, just in case they didn't know, our mission statement is improving the relationships between the adults and the adolescents in our community.
Mm-hmm. So, and now, do you have siblings of your own?
Yeah, I actually have two little brothers, Cody and Caden.
Oh, they're two little brothers.
Yeah.
So you had them bothering you instead of being bothered by Big Brothers and Big Sisters, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I had both.
Yeah.
So tell us the importance of having a mentor in the sense of a big in your life.
Well, I want all of you guys to try to think about somebody that had a big influence in your life, whether it was a neighbor, your parent, a grandparent, an uncle, somebody in your church, somebody like in a club, whoever it may have been, and think about the influence that they had and how much that changed your life by having somebody to be able to talk to and do things with and ask for advice. Mm-hmm. And when you think about that, that's really important, you know? I had my dad, and he taught me how to mow the lawn and shave and dress appropriately and act appropriately and use manners, and not everybody has that now. So,
and you know what I would think, too, in the era of social media, when you get exposed to so many things, both good and bad, it pays to have that kind of mentor to guide you through certain situations in life where one big mistake can haunt you big time, can't it?
Yeah, and That's really the mission of our program, is just to keep people on the right tracks, give them mentors to look up to, and just direct them the way that they should be directed.
You know, when I was young, I had five siblings, so I consider myself fortunate. But my best friend, he only had a single mother in his life. His father was never around. He had no siblings. And it wasn't till almost 40 years later, he sent me a note on Facebook telling me how much he really appreciated my mom and dad always inviting him to join us on family occasions. And to me, it was no big deal. That's what I was used to. But it meant the world to him. And when he sent me that note, it really hit me. And I realized how tough it is to not have those influences growing up.
It's a thing that we take for granted. And, you know, the sad thing is that we actually have 230 kids waiting right now on our waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
And 103 of those are in Prescott Valley, about 60 are in Prescott, Chino has about 20, and the rest of them are in the Verde Valley. But that's a lot of kids that we can easily make a difference in their lives with.
Take me through the matchup process. Who makes the first move? Are you guys trying to place the child? Do you look for the big first? Take me through that whole thing.
Well, it's kind of a big puzzle, and it works together in the end. But usually, on my end, I try to find the bigs and people that might have interest. That's my job. I'm the recruitment coordinator. So I go out to different churches, different clubs, different events around the community, and I talk to people and make them aware of the demand for bigs in our community. And that from there, they get contacted by me once more, and we set up an interview date. And usually these interviews last about 2 hours per person. And I say per person because you can actually have a couples match or a families match. And so instead of just you hanging out with a kid by yourself, you can bring along your wife or your husband or your spouse or your kids, and you can just go with them. So let's say that you've got two kids and you want to go mini golfing, you can take your little along with you, and that's really it.
Now, you're not taking kids away from their natural parents. You're not bringing them home for a stay, are you? You're providing adult or positive mentor time with them, aren't you?
Right. It's kind of like the uncle or like the grandparent role, or maybe the older brother if you're a little bit older and you can drive. You know, you take them to do stuff that they normally wouldn't be able to do at home. You're the fun uncle.
That's a fun role to have. I've been that several times.
Yeah.
So what kind of time commitment are we talking about to be a big?
Well, usually we ask for about 6 to 8 hours a month, anywhere from 2 to 4 times. So it's a total of 8 hours. And if you divide that all out, that's like 1.5, 2 hours a week. So, I mean, that's lunchtime, going to a movie, going on a short hike, whatever that may be.
Now, are these matches expensive for the bigs?
Not at all. That's actually where our fundraising special events come from. We actually collect tax credits. For those of you that don't know about tax credits, if you're single, you can donate up to $400. And if you are a couple, you can do $800 towards our organization. And we also just take regular donations as well. And those actually go to the matchmaking process.
And do you have any special events coming up?
Yeah, we actually do. We have our annual picnic coming up on September 23rd. That's at Granite Creek Park, as always, on a Sunday. We also have our gala at Prescott Resort coming up on November 17th. That's Saturday. And we recently just had a little promotional event going on at John Hancock Barbershop called Barbers for Bigs. And what we were trying to do is collect inquiries from the barbershop, because mostly men go into the barbershop. And right now, 70% of the 230 kids waiting on our waiting list are boys. And so there's a huge demand for men, and we actually got 20 inquiries from them over the last month. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, so that was really awesome. And, you know, I actually have kind of like a sneak peek to one of our events coming up that they wanted me to just throw out there really quick. We have Chef Binkley. He has a pop-up restaurant. He's coming down from Phoenix, and some information will be released in a couple of weeks, so just keep your eyes and ears open for that.
That'll be interesting. So tell us, in addition to these events coming up, take me through the background check, because anybody who wants to have their children set up with a mentor, even for only a few hours a month, you've got security at stake. Tell us about the interview process.
So the interview, like I said earlier, is about 2 hours per person. And so they go over your family history, interests, and a few other things. And they actually bring a little fingerprint card and ink pad with them. And you do that right then and there, unless you already have one of the federal fingerprint plastic cards with you. Those things are awesome. And
gets you in a lot of doors, doesn't it?
Yeah. So they actually do your fingerprints right then and there for you. And that's actually where our fundraising goes to as well. That's part of the matchmaking process, so you don't have to pay for that. Our agency does, and we run it through the federal database. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, we call them littles, but what age range are they?
Great question. That's anywhere from 5 to 17.
So I would imagine since you just got out of high school, you're how old?
I'm 18.
So you could be you could not only be a mentor, you could really understand a lot of these littles who are coming out of a situation where they need an older mentor, correct?
Yeah, and coming out of that, we have a lot of different scenarios. You know, there's people where their parents have gotten divorced and one of them have left. Maybe both of them just abandoned them and they're living with their grandparents. There's some that were serving in the war and maybe got killed and now they're not there for them. And, you know, there's all kinds of different situations that these children are going through. And
do you ever encounter a situation where maybe your parents have gone through a divorce and now the custodial parent is working two or three jobs and just can't spend any time with the child?
All the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's rough, isn't it?
Yeah. It's really hard to see. But that's why we're here. That's why we're trying to fix it. And we need the community's help. Our organization wouldn't be anything without our bigs or our littles. So, we are constantly looking for bigs. And, if you are interested and you're listening right now, our number is 928-778-5135. My name's Cameron. Just give us a call and Dina, our wonderful receptionist, will answer. And, she can just transfer you over to my phone, leave a voicemail, and, I can get you hooked up and we can start making a difference in children's lives.
So tell us about yourself a little bit, your background, where you came from, where you live, where you went to school.
I went to Tri-City Prep High School. I was the student body president there, and, I really wanted to make a difference in the community some way, and the way that I chose to do it last year was through the annual Bull for Kids Sake event that Big Brothers hosts.
Yeah.
And so our school has about 220 people in it, and I recently just graduated, but I still call it my school because I'm not in college yet.
Sure.
But as the student body, we got 150 people to participate out of the 220 in this event. And so that's almost 75% of our school. And we, as a whole, raised $13,600 for the program.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So that's kind of where my partnership with Big Brothers Big Sisters sparked. And it's a really great organization. Just working there, it's awesome. I love it.
Now, you're between high school and college now, right?
Yeah.
What are your college plans?
I would like to go into architectural engineering. I'm going to Yavapai College under the College Honors Program Scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's paid for, and I'm just getting my prerequisites out of the way.
Wow, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Now, architectural engineering. Are you a sports fan at all?
Somewhat.
When I was a kid, I was a baseball fanatic, and that turned me into an architecture buff. You know why?
Why?
The old stadiums.
Yeah.
To this day, I just go, wow, look at that. So what sparked your interest in architecture?
I used to go to Wyoming, and my great uncle down there is always doing handy stuff, and he actually used to be an architect. They built their house and a couple cabins, and when I was in middle school and in the beginning of high school, I would go up there every summer and help him. So that's kind of where it started, and I love to draw, and I love to build things with Legos, and I love to do that stuff. So I think it'd be awesome.
You know, it's funny. My very first grade school, I didn't realize it at the time, but it was an Art Deco temple. I mean, just, it was built in 1937, right during the Art Deco craze. And I went back to see the old school before I left my hometown. I hadn't been to the school in 40 years. And I'm going through it going, wow, look at all the Art Deco here. I had no idea when I was going there. And that, I think, is why I became a fan of Art Deco architecture. Because as a little kid, I loved that school. I just didn't know it was Art Deco. And then, of course, you know, when I went to New York, went into the Empire State Building, that's also an Art Deco temple. So it's amazing how many, you know, early influences can affect you later on, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's interesting that you say that, because if I didn't have my my great uncle down in Wyoming, I don't think that I would really know what I was going to do right now. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't. I don't think that I would have realized that I could help do all of the special design and architectural engineering across the community. And so you think about how, as a big, you can actually impact a kid's life. Say you're a pilot and that kid is obsessed with planes.
Sure.
You can totally tell that kid how and what avenues to take to become a pilot, mm-hmm. and encourage them with school and encourage them with their college plans, because most of them don't have any.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's really important.
And there you are. That's what the mentorship is all about, isn't it?
Yes.
Indeed. Cameron Ray, thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. One more time, how can people contact you?
Oh, you can just call our office at 928-778-5135.
Always a pleasure to have Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters on Q&A. Thanks for joining us, and stay tuned, because coming up, I've got your guests for tomorrow's Q&A, including a very special one and a very special ticket giveaway. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Experts in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. The Advanced Wound Care Center at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley is ready to help. We work closely with your physician to create an individualized healing plan customized to your needs and lifestyle. This allows personal one-on-one care designed to enhance your comfort and recovery. Ask your doctor about hyperbaric oxygen therapy. It's state-of-the-art wound care therapy that accelerates healing and fights infection. And it's available at the Advanced Wound Care Center. Talk to your doctor about the Advanced Wound Care Center. We're conveniently located at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley. Call 771-4788 or visit yrmc.org.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
He's written or co-written some of the best-known songs of our time.
Johnny Come Lately.
The legendary J.D. Souther.
New Kid in Town.
And in
intimate evening with a man and his music.
Call out my name.
July 16th at the Prescott Elks Theater. J.D. Souther. Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter, Songwriters Hall of Fame inductee. In a ninth film with hits.
Something in the dark.
You've heard J.D. Souther's songs performed by the Eagles, Linda Ronstadt, James Taylor, and more.
Faithless love.
Now hear J.D. Souther live. Get reserved seats at the Prescott Elks Theater. PrescottElksTheater.com or phone 928-777-1370. Don't miss J.D. Souther live.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And as the commercial stated, do not miss J.D. Souther at the Prescott Elks Theater. That is coming up Monday evening, but tomorrow we will have J.D. Souther on the phone talking to him live on tomorrow's Q&A at 2 o'clock. You don't want to miss that for a couple reasons. One, it's going to be a fascinating interview, at least on my part, because J.D. is a superstar. You know, we often complain in the Prescott area, oh, we have so many tribute concerts. Where's the real deal? Well, you know, a lot of those tribute concerts are doggone good. But yeah, this is the real deal. He has written so many big hits. Don Henley's The Heart of the Matter, the Eagles' Best of My Love, the Eagles' Heartache Tonight, the Eagles' from their latest album that came out in the 90s, How Long, great song. He wrote all those. He wrote James Taylor's Her Town 2, and he was the voice you heard on his duet with James Taylor for Her Town 2. He's just been a part of so many people's musical memories, and he also, in 1979, had the number one adult contemporary hit of the entire year, You're Only Lonely. He wrote and sang that, and that'll be part of his show Monday at the Prescott Elks Theater. Plus, in recent years, he's kind of gone in a jazz direction, so that will make for a really interesting interview tomorrow, too. So you're in for a real treat tomorrow. Not only am I going to talk with J.D. Souther, but also talk with one of our local favorite actors and singers, Scott Neese. He is directing Shrek, coming to the Prescott Center for the Arts. So tomorrow is all about entertainment on Q&A. If you will join me tomorrow at 2 o'clock for Q&A, stay tuned now for the new Ben Shapiro Show and Talk of a Town, Chino Valley. Join me back here tomorrow at 2 when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.